Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So, whenever I am looking for the latest news in the gun world, I got one place simply because they're just that prolific, and that is TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And joining me once again from the palatial enclave of Austin, Texas, is young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
I just want you to know, Grace Stevens was delightful.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish she does very good work. She's a talented artist.
And she's 18, 19. She's 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to her, I said, listen, you just seem like this old soul to me. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
She's just been creating cartoons and writing a few articles for us for couple of months, and we're really glad to have her.
Right. And this is not her first. This is not her first avocation, is it? She's going to school right now to be other things. But anyway,
yeah.
That's all beside the point. Let's take off. So Lee Williams, he got out there, and he wrote a very true article, a very concise article about how enumerated civil rights basically outweigh the political imperative to react, to do something.
Yeah, well, they do. And that's the reality that a lot of people in the gun control industry tend to run up against in these situations. After something as horrific as Uvalde happens, they're called to outlaw handguns, to confiscate everybody's firearms, to repeal the Second Amendment. And let's face it, none of those things are going to happen.
Right.
The problem is all of that clamoring and all that can be used as justification to chip away at the edges of gun rights and do things that are on gun controllers' list that wouldn't have done anything at all to stop or prevent or lessen the impact of what happened in Uvalde or anywhere else. But the gun control industry sees things like this as an opportunity to pass gun control laws in some states, in some jurisdictions, possibly even at the federal level, that they wouldn't otherwise be able to get through.
Well, in the article, they have a little graphic from the Brady campaign where it shows the different dates where the shooter was able to obtain his weapon legally. Isn't that sort of a admission that, the background checks are relatively new? They've only been around since the 90s. And looking at... And I mean, after background check started, we had Columbine in a gun-free zone with kids that couldn't legally buy anything. And looking at this list of all of these different dates, I would have to say the background check system is a failure.
So, yeah, that image is actually the front page of the New York Times Sunday Review section.
Yeah.
And for your listeners who can't see it, it's the same sentence repeated over and over again. Authorities say the gunman was able to obtain the weapons legally. And then,
with a different date and how many people were killed, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. Uvalde, Buffalo, Boulder, Atlanta, Dayton, El Paso, and on and on. And I take from it the same thing I think that you do. This isn't the indictment of gun control or the argument for gun control laws that the New York Times editors apparently think it is. All it shows is that background checks don't do anything. That even people who can pass a background check, if they decide that they want to do something crazy, they're going to do it. Now, maybe the New York Times was actually arguing here for even more gun control law, saying, you know, our background checks aren't enough. It's time to actually outlaw some of the whole classes of firearms. I'm not going to try to read the minds of the editors of the New York Times.
Well, I mean, the doubling down on the same thing. See, all of these, this admission also points out that these Rampage killers went to an FFL. So they didn't buy them. They didn't buy them in a person-to-person purchase. They bought them at a gun shop.
No, that's exactly right. They didn't use the dreaded gun control loophole. They didn't buy them on the streets illegally somewhere. They bought their firearms legally and passed a background check. Well, what does that say? It says that there are people who can pass a background check and go through all the hoops that the gun control industry and the federal government have set up over the years to make sure that the quote-unquote wrong people don't get their hands on guns, but people who are mentally disturbed, who have evil in their hearts, for whatever reason, if they choose to, they can do horrible things with firearms if that's what they want to do.
Right.
And in a country with 330 million people, that is going to happen sometimes. That doesn't mean that we like that. Doesn't mean that we want to accept that. But if you've got a country with 330 million people, and then you've locked them up for a couple of years, and you've kept kids at home for a couple of years, and you've got there are all kinds of societal factors that for decades have bred the kind of people who have trouble relating to others, to people in their schools, to society. Sometimes you're going to get crazy people doing horrible things.
You know, the one thing that they that I haven't heard too many people bring it up is that children today have a myriad of digital distractions in front of them, and they're allowed to have their mobile phone in school and all this other stuff, and plus now they've got teachers teaching them, wanting to teach them about sexual preference, orientation, body dysphoria, that kind of thing, although they call it transgenderism. The actual classroom experience has gotten so far away from actually teaching anybody anything that it's got to be doing a shift. But I want to ask you about this when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. This article is the main, it is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Enumerated civil rights still outweigh the political imperative to do something. In the coming days, you're going to hear a lot of people wanting people to do something, and you just got to remember, rights are rights. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and you've got this one article where the DOJ is thinking about going in there and reviewing the procedures and process that they use to not go into the school for an hour in Uvalde. What do you think will come of that? Because I look at the Justice Department now just this big corrupt place with another alphabet organization.
Yeah, it's hard to look at it any other way. And they're not just thinking about doing it. They will be doing it. They will be investigating. Something, an interesting development has come out this afternoon. ABC News is reporting, and it's apparently been confirmed, that as of Friday, the Uvalde Police Department and the Uvalde School District Police have stopped cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety investigation into the shooting. Yes, and that is reportedly, and I'm reading an article in the Austin Statesman here, due to the fact that the police in Uvalde didn't like the fact that the head of the Texas DPS, which is in effect the state police, held that press conference on Friday, during which he outlined the entire long, painful, delayed timeline of what happened that day, and then said, you know, he made it clear that a decision was made not to go into that room, to wait outside the room for 40 minutes, and that that decision was wrong. Now, everybody in the world who has any knowledge of police procedure over the past 20 years since Columbine knows that decision was wrong. It goes against everything that's taught, that's been taught ever since. But apparently the Uvalde Police Department didn't like the fact that they were called out publicly by the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, so they stopped cooperating with their investigation. Now, I didn't think it was possible for the Uvalde Police Department to make itself look any worse or more incompetent than they already did based on what's been revealed so far. But they've obviously decided, hey, hold my beer. We're going to make this look even worse. So they may be able to, I don't know if they're going to actively put up roadblocks to the DPS investigation. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but the feds are going to come in and they are going to investigate. Now, this is not a criminal investigation. This investigation is strictly intended to review and make recommendations based on what happened. Now, again, as you said, the Department of Justice has let's just say checkered record here in the last 4, 5, 10 years in terms of politicized activity and a lot of questionable conduct on the part of the FBI, things like that. How they handle this, I don't know. I'm hoping they take a straight look at this and report what they find. Obviously, the initial look that the DPS took at what happened after Uvalde put out conflicting information about what really happened, they were able to find out what did happen and lay out a very specific timeline, minute by minute, as to what happened and what didn't happen. And I'm hoping that that the DOJ can get into even more detail and come to some sort of conclusion quickly. I doubt whatever happens that it'll happen quickly. They don't move quickly. Probably going to take months.
Let me ask you a question. One of the things I'm seeing in the article is that one of the questions they have is how could a bunch of cops arriving be held back by a other agency police chief saying, don't go in there. The school district police chief kept the officers from going in there, right?
That's correct. Another thing that came out today is that that same school district police chief, a guy named Pete Arredondo, took a mass shooting training course on December 17th. So just, five months ago.
Right.
So he was trained exactly how to handle these situations. And I think it's safe to say that he was not trained to sit back and wait and call in backup. But yes, that's true.
Well, I mean, my question is simply this. Let me check time, make sure I've got time to ask this question. Why are we waiting and going into reactive mode, saying shouldn't each one of these states get together and bring all of these let their respective attorneys general put out what is the hierarchy in the event of one of these things and what's going to happen, and when these guys show up, they supersede whatever's going on there and all this other stuff, and forget about this nonsense about the guy on the ground and everything else. If you're sitting there on the ground and just watching it and smoking them if you got them, you're not doing the job.
Well, I don't know if this was a problem hierarchy, if some people pulling rank over others. I don't know what made Arredondo the leader in terms of this. I assume it's because he's the chief of the Uvalde District Police. But when somebody makes a decision that is clearly wrong, and it clearly goes against all protocols for dealing with active shooter situations that everybody has been taught, there's got to be a way to push that guy out of the way and countermand him.
You would think so. I mean, there has to be something superseding there if they're not doing anything. But, I mean, the idea that it is, you know what, we'll cover this in just a second. This article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. The latest, fastest breaking news you can find in the gun culture, thetruthaboutguns.com. My guy right now is, my guest is Dan Zimmerman, I think when we get back, you went to the NRA show, right?
I certainly did.
Well, you're the only one I've talked to that has, so let's talk about that a little bit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A survivor of the Texas school shooting is taking the first steps in filing a lawsuit. Amy Martin is targeting Daniel Defense, which made the gun. Her court filing this week seeks a deposition to determine if the company can be sued. Former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for refusing to cooperate with the Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack. Outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., Navarro says the committee was not legally impaneled.
The subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires, unlawful, and unenforceable.
Navarro adding it's a kangaroo court and saying he's filed a civil suit against the House panel. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan went, well, I mean, how long of a drive? You know, I'm like, well, it was in Texas. You probably just got in a car and what was it, like 10 minutes? How far do you have to drive to get to Houston?
Houston's a three-hour drive from
Austin. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, Texas is a bit of a state to be driving across. So, my understanding from the only other person I know that went is that there was a huge protest there, and a lot of people weren't trying to come in because of the protest, because the parking, the protesters got between the parking and the venue. Does that sound about right?
Well, there were a lot of protesters there on Friday, and they were all kept directly across the street in a park, in a public park, from the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston. So it's a wide street, and underneath that park is a parking garage. So it was a kind of a pain in the neck if you were planning on parking in that parking garage. However, the convention center is what, about four blocks from Minute Maid Park, the baseball stadium, and there's all kinds of hotels around it, attached to it. There's a Marriott and a Hilton. There's plenty of parking around if you didn't want to park underneath that public park and deal with the crowds. Who the police, the Texas DPS, and the Houston Police them at all to get to the convention. However, I would not deny that the protest, I'm sure, kept some people away. With the convention starting 3 days and 300 miles away from Uvalde, I'm sure there were people who said, look, I'm not going to, I don't want to deal with it. Everybody knew that there would be a circus atmosphere outside.
Right.
And there certainly was on Friday. It was pretty quiet in the morning, but the protesters had scheduled their loudest and most telegenic protest to happen between roughly 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I would say there are probably 300 plus people right on the street, across the street, yelling across at everyone at the convention center, and a lot more people back in the park. NATO was there, of course, a couple of congressmen from Democrat congressmen from Texas were there. I'm guessing there was 1,000 to 1,500 anti-gun protesters there on Friday. It was a much smaller crowd on Saturday, and I really wasn't there on Sunday. But, yes, there's no question that the NRA crowd was far smaller this year than it's been in the past. I wouldn't credit all of that to the protests, however. There was a protest, of course, but there's also the fact that this year's convention and annual meeting was scheduled on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
That's very inconvenient for a lot of people. I don't remember that ever having been the case in the past. I know that won't be the case next year. Next year will be back in April, where it has been before. I don't know the decision-making went into this. I'm guessing that the NRA got a very nice price on it because it was a holiday weekend. I don't know. And I'm sure also that the fact that even in Texas now, people are paying anywhere from $4.09 to $4.39 for gas. That kept a good number of people away, too, who otherwise would have driven in. And not just from Texas, but, you know, surrounding
states. I would have been driving.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people would. A lot of people do. So my guess from watching it, watching Friday's and Saturday's crowds, is the crowd was probably half of what it normally is. Maybe so, even a little less.
So they nominated Wayne LaPierre again.
Totally, yeah, that's all very pro forma. Nobody expected anything different, really.
Okay.
The annual meeting part, which I attended as well, there were maybe 200 or 300 people there. Where the last one that I attended, the last one that where there was one, was in 2019 in Indianapolis. There were hundreds of people there. There was a far bigger crowd there for that. And that was when everything first started to blow up. That was when Oliver North was still technically the president, but did not show up for that because he'd apparently been purged like within hours before that meeting. That's when everything really started to all spill out into the open. It was interesting. And to give you an idea, usually on Saturday at an NRA convention, it's literally hard to walk up and down the aisles, but the crowds are so big. Obviously, it's not as many people on Friday because people are working, but on Saturday, it's tough to walk up and down the aisles. You have to elbow people out of the way. It's hard to get in, you know, to see exhibits and all that. That was not anywhere close to a problem on Saturday. The biggest problem was how much floor space you could see. Nobody had any trouble walking up, strolling up and down the aisles on Saturday, getting to whatever booths or guns or they wanted to look at and see, and it was noticeable.
I was just wondering about that. I have seen some posts from some people out there saying I am never joining another gun rights organization ever again. because now a lot of people just don't trust them.
Yeah, I think that's an overreaction.
Yeah, well, to a degree, I think it probably is as well. But at the same time, it's not something I think we want to see become a trend.
No, certainly not. And look, the NRA has many problems as it has right now. And goodness knows there are a lot of them. It still has the ILA side, Institute for Legislative Action, and it still does some good things for gun rights. That doesn't mean I would advocate people joining the NRA right now, although I am a member, while the current regime headed by Wayne LaPierre is still running things.
Right.
That, to me, is just a disaster. And that is not that whole situation is far from over. There's still been moves to put a, and I can't, the legal term for it just went out of my head. I want to say special master. I'm not sure if that's true. That may be the term for bankruptcy court.
We're coming up on the last break, so if you would hang on about and we'll get back to it. Because I'd like to know if you saw anything new and exciting as well.
Sure.
But check out thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where the latest, the breaking news is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Did you see anything new? Did you meet any new people that were you found to be impressive? What was your overall impression of the actual contents of the show, of the NRA annual meeting?
It was, I think there may be there were probably fewer new products than I've seen maybe in the past, but there were some neat ones. And strangely enough, a couple of ones that caught my eye were revolvers. Remember, a lot of people still like and buy and shoot revolvers. Taurus had launched a higher end finish line of guns with a new, revolver they call the executive grade 856. It's a 38 special plus P rated revolver with beautiful finishing. They ship it in a very nice Pelican vault case, beautiful checkered walnut grips, and it's an impressive gun. Got a bobbed hammer. It's basic dimension carry. It's double action only. But it's a nice first entrant into this new line of gun. Maybe your listeners should think of it sort of as like Smith & Wesson's, oh my God, goodness.
686?
No, well, it's smaller than that. Size-wise, it's more like a Ruger SP-101. But I mean, they're higher grade of guns, the guns that they actually give, you know, more attention to.
Their performance center.
The performance center. I'm sorry. The performance center gun. This is like performance center gun. Apparently, the triggers on every one of these are hand tuned by a gunsmith, and they felt like it. I got to pull them. You know, they were impressive. So that was a welcome addition. Colt also came out with a new snake gun, kind of new. They took the King Cobra and they've now drilled it for 22 long rifle, 10 rounds. So the new Colt King Cobra and 22 long rifle looks like a just beautiful 22. If a 22 revolver is your thing, I mean, it's a great gun.
So did Colt have a more of a presence now that they are owned by CZ? Are they? You think we're going to see a resurgence with Colt?
I think we are. What I'm hearing and I'm hoping for is more resources so that when they introduce new guns like this, which are going to be in very high demand, that they've got the resources to make them and get them out in the market so people can find them and buy them. Because when they launched guns like the King Cobra originally and the Python and all the others, they couldn't begin to keep up with demand. And my understanding is that, you know, old Colt pre-buyout just didn't have the resources to do that. And I think now that they're owned by CZ, which is a company I really like, and they're really well run with really great products, I think that they're going to, I think that's going to do very good things for Colt and hopefully make their products, which, you know, I'm thinking specifically of the snake guns here, hopefully they're going to be much more widely available because a lot of people want to buy them.
Did Colt fall victim to this idea that we've got the military contracts, we don't really need to sustain the worry about the civilian market, and then other companies came along like FN, and other handguns came along, and they no longer had that monopoly on hardware going into the military.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. I mean, for a long time, they really ignored the civilian market while others were taking, you know, the American civilian market is the biggest gun market in the world. With a name like Colt, why would you squander that by just turning out 1911s and single action revolvers, which is what they seemed to do for the longest time? Now, they sold ARs as well, but they were very expensive, and it just, they clearly did not emphasize civilian sales for a long time. And they, as a result, others passed them in that market. And then when their military side was, a lot of their military business was snagged by, as you say, FN, they were in trouble. And they wound up in bankruptcy court twice. And now they've been taken over by another company.
Well, maybe that actually cost me CZ as a sponsor. They spent so much money on Colt. And that was fine. I get it. You know, that's the kind of thing that happens in business all the time. But when they told me about that, I was wondering what kind of things they're going to, because of that rich historical lineup. You know, they were the first ones with the 1911s. They had the Python line. You know, every gun they've ever had is just about iconic, with the exception of the Colt Double Eagle, which
yeah,
I actually
that's
liked.
The problem.
I like that gun, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think the decision to bring back the revolvers was a good one, and we reviewed them all, and so far every one of them has been a really good gun, and all that was done pre-buyout. So I think the decision was good. I just don't know if they had the resources to really turn those things out in the numbers that people were demanding. And like I said, I'm hoping that CZ helps them do that much better going forward.
Well, CZ is, you know, they have been quite innovative, CZ USA. They're relatively new, CZ USA, so they only came online in the 90s. So.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of CZ and their guns and pretty much everything they do. It's a very good company.
But in any event, I'm glad you did. You have a good time at the very least.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, ate some good meals. Always good to see people. You know, people, industry people. You know, saw some new products. I mean, it's always good to go to those things. And I just like I said, it was clearly noticeable how much the crowd was down this year. Next year they're back in Indianapolis. It's back in April. Indianapolis is I think, my favorite city for this thing, the way downtown Indianapolis.
Yeah, I love that. I love that setup. Yeah.
Yeah, I think just the perfect place to hold it.
Indianapolis, everything is so tight and compact. You don't have to, I mean, within three or four blocks, you can do everything you need to do in Indianapolis.
Exactly. That's exactly right, man. It just really works really well there. So
I walked from my motel to the show. That's how close able to stay.
Yeah, you don't need a car at all. It's great. So hopefully everything will be back to the way it used to be next year. But please hope that there's nothing as horrendous as Uvalde happens again a few days before that show, and it certainly won't be on Memorial Day weekend. And who knows what gas prices will be a year from now.
Yeah, who knows? So we'll see how it goes. Still not going to fly. I've heard that airfare has gone through the roof.
It's up significantly. I've traveled a lot this year, and it's got at least 20%. And I don't know if that reflects. I'm sure that's largely due to jet fuel.
I'm running out of time. Thank you for being flexible enough to shift to this time slot, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.